Welcome, everyone, to Week 13's conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, Mr. Barrett.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Saskatchewan Roughriders and Winnipeg Blue Bombers conference call. Today on the line from Saskatchewan, we have Zach Caleros and Willie Jefferson. And from Winnipeg, we have Nick Dembski and Taylor Loeffler. Just a note, Willie Jefferson will be joining us momentarily. So if you have a question, just hang tight as Willie will join us shortly. Paul, if we could turn it over to Q&A, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. You can cancel that question by pressing the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. We thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. We have a first question from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. Of course, I have to ask Willie when he rejoins us. But I think two of you guys have played for Chris Jones in the past. How weird is it to just to see him in that green shirt? Okay, we'll go to Zach first. Sorry.
Well, you know, I think he started wearing it because of the diversity of strength campaign. It is quite different to see him not wearing his all-black outfit, but I'm not calling him superstitious, but, you know, may seem that way on the outside.
Willie's in here now. Willie, how weird is it to see Jonesy wearing a green T-shirt on the sideline?
I don't know how everybody else feels, but for me, to actually see Coach Jones in any other color besides black is breathtaking. and then for him to wear it, what, 3 games in a row? That's the most he's wearing any other color besides black since he's been my coach since 2014.
Do you think it's growing on him, Willie?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying, I think it is. I'm saying, like, the fans like it, the organization like it, the players like it. You know what I'm saying? Just to see him in another color besides black on game day is big for, you know what I'm saying, everybody in the community, the organization and stuff like that. But, like, when it comes to practice and stuff like that, he goes back to his old self, and he's always in all black.
So it's just game day he wears the green?
Yeah, just game day.
Do you guys have any other superstitions within your team?
I'm saying as of right now, I'm saying like we haven't been outside to do walkthrough in the last 3 weeks. Since the Calgary game, we've done walkthrough inside in the locker room, and then gone on from there. But other than that, everything's been pretty much the same.
Perfect. Zach, do you have any superstitions yourself?
No, sir.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Murray McCormick from the Regina Leader Post. Please go ahead. The line is open.
This question is for Willie Jefferson. Hey, Willie, what's it like being a pass rusher when they rush 3 men like that? How much pressure does that put on you guys with a 3-man pass rush?
It isn't a lot of pressure for us, like, knowing, just because we know most of the time when we do go 3-man pass rush, it's a passing situation. And, like, with our defensive line, with me in the boundary and Charleston to the field, and either Zach, Eddie, or anybody that we have, Matt Henry in the middle getting a little push, it's just really pretty much get off the ball and get to the quarterback. We either going to get double-teamed on me and then leave Charleston one-on-one, or double team Charleston, leave me one-on-one. And then either way, with any one of those guys we have in the middle getting that push, is going to push the quarterback either way. And that's pretty much a win for us, knowing that we have so many people in the backhand dropping in the coverage.
How much of a difference has Charleston Hughes meant to the pass rush this year compared to last year?
Oh, it's meant a lot. It's just to have the knowledge to know that either they're gonna slide, either they're gonna double team me or double team Charleston. That's pretty much giving us a key where the wind should come from, or you know what I'm saying, where the how offensive linemen slide or coordinate their pass sets and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's he like in the locker room?
Oh, he's it's fun, up tempo. You know what I'm saying? He's always trying to help the younger guys with their pass rush moves, run, footwork and stuff like that, using their hands, and then just pretty much showing everybody on the defensive line like how to watch film, how to break down, you know what I'm saying, pass sets and stuff like that.
Are you surprised he has 13 sacks in only this number of games?
Oh yeah, man, it's been a great year for Charleston. Me also, with him being on the other side and stuff like that. Like it could go either way. You know what I'm saying? Like I could have 13 sacks right now, and you know what I'm saying, he could be answering the same question. It's really just, you know what I'm saying, team oriented ball, getting to that quarterback and then just trying to make it hard. And Charleston falls in on a lot of sacks. I fall in on a lot of sacks. It's just great team ball from my end.
Do you regret the CFL not keeping track of quarterback pressures now? What do you think of that decision?
No. It's just another stat. I'm saying stats don't – I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, it's the only stat that really matters to a defensive lineman are tackles and sacks. So mm-hmm. as long as my tackle total and my sack total are one of the ones at the top three in the league, you know what I'm saying, no, like, the pressures don't really matter.
Can I ask Nick Dempsey a question? Is he still awake? Still there, Nick?
Still here.
Hey, Nick, what do you think if you play in the Labor Day Classic? You're going to play in the Banjo Bowl. What do you think it'll be like in the Banjo Bowl compared to the Labor Day Classic?
I mean, those two games are always, you know, the highest energy games. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fun to play in the hometown on the good side now. So I'm excited to see what's going on.
Did you think the Labor Day Classic got you sort of a taste of what it could be like, or did you know what it was going to be like?
I mean, yeah, I played in Labor Day Classic in that stadium last year. So I mean, and Labor Day Classic in 2 years prior to that too. So I mean, I knew what Labor Day Classic's all about. I knew it's a big game in Saskatchewan. So you know, I'm excited to come back and play the Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg now.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question. From Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Nick, just a follow-up for you on that. Was this game, and I guess this back-to-back series, was that something you thought about when you had come to Winnipeg? Did you anticipate what this game this weekend would be like for you?
I mean, you got to treat every game the same, but, you know, obviously these are two big games, this game and past game, so, I mean, you know, playing against your old team, it's always a lot of fun, always something you look forward to. But at the end of the day, you got to treat every game the same.
Did you go to these games as a kid?
To be honest, I didn't really that much, but I definitely did go to a couple Boundary Bowls.
Okay. What do you remember about that atmosphere?
That was just crazy. It was loud. You know, every fan was having a good time. You know, every fan always has a good time at the day games when they get the tailgate and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all about the experience for the fans, and these games definitely, you know, live up to the hype.
I feel like I might know the answer to the question, but I feel like I should ask you anyway. Having played for both teams and been in both stadiums, which one do you think is louder?
I mean, I gotta say the Banjo Bowl right now.
Better say the Banjo Bowl.
Perfect.
Are you Willie?
Nope.
Thank you. The next question is from Ed Tate from BlueBombers.com. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's a question for Taylor. Taylor, you guys had to practice a little bit today with the fake crowd noise. We always think that affects the offense, but what is the loud noise? How does that affect you guys on defense?
I mean, you got a lot of, you know, verbal communication out there. So when there is the crowd noise and it makes it difficult to communicate, you gotta have hand signals. So you know, we've been working on that, and having that in practice it's just been helping us get those hand signals down.
And I guess I would have one for Nick and Taylor, there was also music pumped in at the beginning of practice. Did you guys have a say in whose playlist that was?
No, we didn't. Actually, it was kind of a surprise. Had no idea that it was going to be on. So,
yeah, we just came out to music. I don't know whose playlist it was, but it was a nice little change-up.
So you approved of the musical choices?
100%.
Yep.
And one more for both you guys, too. What's it like preparing, how do the preparations change when you have the same opponent 6 days apart?
You know, it doesn't change a whole lot from, you know, the first time. Everyone, you know, kind of has their game plans, and you have to just do what you can and watch the film and figure out how you can, you know, beat the opponent.
Yeah, I mean, you look at film and you see what worked and what didn't and what you could do better and what didn't work so good. So, I mean, we're just evaluating everything and going to make a game plan and going to ride with it and try to execute it.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I will return the meeting back to Mr. Barrett.
Thanks, everyone. I would like to say thanks to Zach, Willie, Nick, and Taylor for joining the call today. Week 13 begins on Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time when Ottawa visits BC. That is followed by Saturday, which will be the first triple header of the season, beginning at 1 o'clock when Hamilton travels to Toronto. The 4 o'clock game will be Saskatchewan-Winnipeg, which is a sold-out affair. And the final game of the weekend of Saturday will be at 7 o'clock between Calgary and Edmonton. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. The conference is now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.